Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Once again, I want to say good afternoon. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. It's that time of the week where we once again got another episode of Tasty Tuesdays. And this afternoon is no different, as we're going to be getting deep inside as we continue our discussion. Versatile vegetables series. Today, we're going to be talking about green bananas. One banana, two banana. No, I know how this song is going, huh? I know this song, you know. Two banana, two zapadelana, banana, two zapadelana. I'm saying it right? Two.
Dog, stop.
Two zapadelana.
Stop while you're ahead.
Like banana. Why nine is girl? I want to know. Nine is my favorite number. She did tell me so. Two zapadelana. My apologies, eh? To all sick, you know, silk fake lovers, I apologize. All CK fake, CK, let's go, CK.
CK.
And silk fake lovers, we apologize for the banana. Hey.
Tell me, my friend, did you ever see bananas growing on banana trees?
That's how this song goes, my friend. You remember that? Brought back memories.
Just come one banana.
Two banana. Oh God.
Hey, what was Steve going there? Hold on.
Yeah, buddy.
All my sleep gone on that one. Yes, boy.
I could resist it.
Oh, good. I wish I didn't pull up that first. You catch me on that one.
Yeah.
All right, you're on top of your game, and I love that, man. That's why he's my co-host on a Tuesday.
Hey.
Tasty Tuesdays. We're kicking it off in fine style. I want to say good afternoon to this fella. You know, he likes sticky figs, silk fig, and Christopher. Bartholomew, big up your whole cell, buddy. Understand, you know, you like your silk fig on them. So, Christopher Bartholomew, top of the afternoon to you, wherever you stand, bro. Bless it. Oh, I have an ex-brethren like them. Brian. Fella called Brian, boy. Locked on strong. Yeah, he laughing. Like them small fig on them. Anyway, so we go.
Lord Jesus.
I just saying. Yeah, them fella like, yeah, is that. Well, as you know, in Trinidad and Tobago, there's a wide variety of bananas, namely the Grammy Shell, you know, one of my personal faves. Well, last year, that Grammy Shell, boy. A real big banana, you know.
Ooh, I is a fella always have bananas, you know. I mean, I always...
You look like that kind of fella.
Yeah.
You look like a banana lover.
Yeah.
You like your bananas. But Grammy Shell is a very... I love a Grammy Shell banana.
I love a Grammy Shell.
The Lacatan, the Chiquito, the Moco, the Silk... And the CK.
When I see Moko, eh?
Been a minute.
Yes, you know, at least you don't see it as you used to.
Like before.
Yeah, like before.
You know, and the Grammy Shell, you're not getting that often either, you know.
Nah, you don't really.
You know, I don't know. Is it a banana that we would normally import? I don't know, but I haven't seen Grammy Shell in the market or on the banana stalls for quite...
If anybody out there who...
Even the smell of the Grammy Shell smells different. Yeah, it has got different smell when you peel a Grammy Shell banana. You know, you're not even getting that when you go in the supermarket. You're getting a kind of...
So wait, now, I'm surprised you actually like bananas, right? You seem like you like bananas.
I will have a...
And you telling me you... Yeah, because your song...
I ain't a fan to say, well, if it's have bananas, you know, I'll get up and I'll eat about four bananas.
All right, so if I eat one, I eat one. If you're strengthening, you're trying to strengthen the back and thing, and you're going for a banana, I mean, you go for banana punch. Punch is something you go train your banana, or it's...
I would try a banana in the punch, but as a fellow like my Seamoss and linseed.
So you're more...
As a Seamoss and linseed, and I'm thinking about it now, and I'm feeling for a Seamoss and linseed. You see, be careful how you're mixing your punch, you know, because you can end up in the, by the ceramic bowl.
Yeah, well,
you know that ceramic bowl there. Let's go there, and it might end up by that bowl now. But you say, I'll be careful. We ain't fortunate like the Prince of Brunei to have a gold bowl. So you understand? You end up with a ceramic. You understand? Bowl there, you go by. So I mean, there are many and more varieties of worldwide. However, today, in our versatile vegetable episode, we'll be discussing green bananas. Where is he put? You know, green bananas. In Trinidad, we refer to it as green fig.
basically.
Yeah, yeah, Hannah green fig. You put any fig in the soup, and figs, there's usually green. No, what we just call fig in Trinidad is not
it's
really.
It's totally different. Eh?
When you go out Canada, in those European countries and those countries that snow, you know, their figs is not what we call figs in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
We say I have a Hannah green fig. Fig is a different type of fruit altogether in those foreign countries. However, we know green fig in Trinidad. I mean, one of the thing, one of the dishes that I properly know green fig to be in is a broth.
Yeah, well, that's the most common thing that just chop it on 18. That's the most common dish that we have.
Yeah, and you make any fish broth with fish head. Most people like to make it with the fish head.
Yeah.
They eat the fish, they do all kinds of the body, but the head and the tail.
Somebody that they tend to think that the head have more is more potent, it has that strength in it. I don't understand. But you understand why I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the other
my boily head. See if you could eat the fish eye.
And what's up with this fish eye? That's
I don't know. I think fish eye is something you get in your hand or something.
Fish eye tends to be most important when you're eating a broth.
Yeah, yeah. Eat a fish eye, you know, maintain a fish ball, you know, eat the eyeball and thing. I don't know what it is, but it's something that they do. So what we're discussing this afternoon is the, you know, we say to the bananas as figs, however, fig is a soft kind of teardrop shaped fruit. Which is eaten fresh or dried in sweet or savory dishes.
It's a small.
So you see, it's a small fruit.
Small fruit.
And it's like a cherry. It's wrong.
It's a little bigger.
It's like a teardrop kind of something. That is the kind of fruit that they call a fig. All right. It is indigenous to an area extending from what is this? Acetic.
Yeah, acetic. Yeah.
Turkey in northern India. Now bananas and figs, as we said earlier, it's not the same. All right. I mean, what is the etymology or the history behind the banana? Where did it originate from? The word banana is thought to be from the West African origin, possibly from the Wolof word banana, and passed into English via Spanish or Portuguese. You know, it is probable that bananas arrived in India, Indonesia, Australia, and Malaysia within the first two millennia after domestication. Plantations or plantings may have been grown in Eastern Africa as early as 3000 BC and in Madagascar by 1000 BC. And that's just a little history about the banana. So let me talk green fig now, as we say in Trinidad. As a chef, I know all leaders experiment with a lot of things. Recently, I hear they have a green fig pie. You can make a green fig pie and do it like how you just make potato pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with green fig.
Yeah, yeah,
put cheese in it and
put cheese and stuff
and,
like that.
And so, carrots
so, the same way you're boiling your green fig. Make sure you boil it nice and soft. Then you sort of macerate it. You kind of mash it up a little bit, and you have your cut up pimentos and onions and cheese, and you could even put a nice little cream sauce in it, a white cream sauce in that. Right, so you have a nice little fluffy. It's similar to when you're making like scalloped potatoes. I need to put some cream sauce in it because when I'm making it, I like to make it a little creamy. Lots of cheese in that. And trust me, that thing tastes so good. There's so many different ways to make it. Today, I made a green fish sauce. The same way how you make sauce.
What the hell is make a green fish sauce?
A green fig sauce.
You made a green fig sauce?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just out of makeup dishes. I want to say good afternoon to Chef Michelle.
Michelle from last week.
Talukdar.
You sure?
Talukdar.
Right?
Talukdar.
Hi, chef.
Yeah, like the chef that imports your man.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, she imported. She couldn't find a man in Trinidad. She had to go out there. You know, he's bringing a car, roll on, roll off.
So yeah,
she had a roll room.
So yeah, I don't. you see me?
She bringing,
next to the woman,
the
woman so listening to the program and you put me in trouble. Hell no.
The man is a brand new for you, so you go do again.
She bringing me. Chef Michelle, important. How are you?
So Michelle, good afternoon to you. Locked on strong. You understand? Yeah, I had a good time with Michelle last week.
Awesome,
you know,
man, awesome.
Yeah, we got to know each other, and
yes, last week was potatoes, right?
Potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
Yes, last week we dealt with potatoes, French omelets, Spanish omelets, and all these different things.
Oh my!
What we could do
so
with
wait, now, so just
red breast, we talking
wait,
bananas.
As you know, said that. Wait.
Oh God!
Trinidad and Tobago. I have to let you know that.
Oh God!
For some time, Davy been trying for him to really to broaden his horizon and be a chef. And somehow the other this week, Davey put on his chef apron, his chef hat, and he's been texting me and showing me.
Feel special. I text everybody in the group.
Don't be on that. Yeah. So you made a Spanish omelette?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess it that Michelle inspired you to make a Spanish omelette, or you did you want to make a Spanish omelette? What was it?
There was a bit of inspiration there.
Awesome, awesome. How did you like it?
Oh, I can make that every day. I can eat that. I all the ingredients is on par with
did
me.
Did you guys grate the potatoes or cut it dice? Or
I dice it.
You dice it.
But I send you a picture.
I don't know. But a picture could be different to what you know. So
It was cute. You wanted that video too?
No.
It was cute.
And actually, probably you should have changed your phone. You know, the picture didn't come out as.
Yeah, that phone. I don't know. Listen.
So let me don't blame it on the phone now. It wasn't about.
Is the lens?
So hence the reason why I was created.
You win.
All right, look at it.
Yeah, I tried a thing. Took Michelle to get me to try it. Eh?
So
how long you and I doing this? Nothing. I know, inspiration.
So we had Spanish omelette.
A Spanish omelette.
And what you had a Spanish omelette with?
By itself.
Oh, by itself?
I make a big one.
Oh, it was a big one. Okay. So it was filling.
Yeah.
No longer I haven't made a Spanish omelette.
Boy, I try it. One of the most difficult things for me on the omelette was to flip it.
And that was the question I'm not going to ask you.
The flip was, did you, the pan heavy in a way.
So did you put a plate on it?
Yeah, the plate and flip it and then slide it back.
I see what you did. Yeah, it was a flip thing. Yeah, you're a rookie at this. Yeah. I just always tell people when you're trying to flip, learn to flip, put some peas in a pan, go over your bed, and see your wrist hand movement. You're using your wrist, you push your peas to the bottom of the pan, you flip it up, and it will come right up to the top, and you do that again, that rolling motion over a bed. So when the peas fall, it falls right in the bed, you scoop it up, you put it right back in the pan.
Oh. All right. Cool. I like that. But I didn't. You know, and of course, we're going to break for the news, but within the next hour, we're going to be talking about a variety of things that we can do with green figs, you know. I want to say good afternoon to Satish Mahabir on that as well. He's a lover of the silk fig, you know. I want to say good afternoon to him.
He's part of the silk fig family.
Yeah.
Say bananas.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, man.
Yeah,
so afternoon. I'm glad to hear that TV, you know, a man puts it on his chef. Apron, chef cup as you say. I want to see my adventure with that bread and condensed milk, boy. Talking about the green thing. You're aware of something called Sara fig?
Sara fig?
Yeah. Sara fig.
No, you ever hear that?
No.
Sara? No.
Sara. No. Something is the same way that they would do. No, this is like, I grew up on the east side of Trinidad, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you go know what Sara Edos and Sara Fig, Sara Alu, and them kind of things.
Oh, you mean so like Sara Roti and Fig?
Is mostly used in broth. I wouldn't second that.
Curry.
We curry fig, we boil and fry fig, we fig pie. You know, it is widely used in different dishes other than soup. Like large scale, as one, not just a one-off thing.
You're cooking it down too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try that.
Conventionally, try bread and condensed milk.
Hi, buddy.
You still believe in the tooth fairy, boy? I don't know what's going on with you, boy. The news is up next. We got over 4 minutes and some seconds to go. Tasty Tuesdays is on. Chef Sean Spencer in the building. Satish is here as well. The news at the
break up.
I don't remember Satish or not. So hey, we'll be back with more. Stick around.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
All right, let's welcome you back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Inside Tasty Tuesdays, Davey, Chef Sean Spencer in the building. 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, wherever you stand in the world. Welcome back. We're in this final segments here, going down to the final hour here in our show for this afternoon. Tasty Tuesdays. It's a wonderful weather we're having outside, even though we are at the start of the hurricane season. Continue to urge you to be safe out there. All right, tomorrow we have a Palm City letter to drop, no doubt. That will be coming up tomorrow. In the meantime, the nitty-gritty to what we are discussing this afternoon, which has to do with green figs, or what we call green bananas. Now, we were discussing things like, you know,
what we could do with some bananas and stuff. And I remember telling you today I made a sauce with bananas, and you could look it up at Freedom Radio 106.
You made a green banana sauce.
Yes. And
is it me like how you make chicken foot sauce?
Yeah. So just the same way you make chicken foot sauce. It have a couple different things that you put in it, but basically the same way you make it. And trust me, this is a very popular item, especially in hotels and fine dining restaurants.
Mm.
And because there are a lot of people who would not go for that typical meat, and they would just have green bananas. So that is a very popular item, actually. So other stuff that we could do with bananas, obviously we could do green banana chips. We talked about the pie. I remember, I think a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you that I do a plantain lasagna roll. With same ripe plantain, you cut it very, very thin. You put it in lasagna skin with the mincemeat, and you roll it. So you serve it individually instead of just like as a pie. And that is quite popular with your guests as well.
Come on, man.
You don't like bananas or plantain either. I mean, I don't understand, because when I'm here, most of these stuff you don't like.
All of a sudden,
Michelle was here last week, and you went home and you made what you made?
What you call it, boy? A Spanish omelet.
And you remember, good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
A tortilla.
You made a tortilla.
Spanish tortilla.
Spanish tortilla. Yes.
Spanish tortilla.
That was really, really, really quite good. And most Trinidadians, we use bananas as in fish broth. But have you ever had boiled fried bananas?
What is boiled fried?
Boiled fried green fig.
What is boiled fried?
You boil it and then you fry it and then you season it. Come the man. I kind of way back in the days there.
Only to just make up things, boy.
That is not making up stuff, man. I mean, even like the leaves and stuff, you know, we use the leaves like in pastels and peonies and stuff. So, I mean, bananas is a very versatile item.
Well, Michelle felt that passion with potatoes. Last chef spell, she felt very passionate about potatoes and the diverse way in which it could be prepared.
Okay.
And you saying the same with banana, with green fig. What we just call a Hannah green fig in Trinidad. But it's really green bananas.
Yeah.
It's not green fig.
Yeah.
It's green bananas. And I mean, popular, as we mentioned earlier. Yeah. You get green banana chips, green banana shepherd pie, we add it to our fish broth. I know that for sure. Corn soup, porridge, etc.
Yeah. Shepherd?
A green banana shepherd pie. You ever make that?
The shepherd's pie exactly with green bananas. No, I never made it, but it's pretty easy to make and it's very, very tasty. That will be because the bananas has its own flavor in itself.
And let's get a green fig salad too. Let's make a green fig salad.
Yeah, make a green fig salad.
It's for mayonnaise in it.
Yeah, well, I don't put mayonnaise in mine. I know a lot of people do. I tend to not make it. I actually mix half-ripe plantains and green fig, and I make a salad with that. And I make a dressing, and actually a dressing, something I make a passion fruit dressing, basic dressing, passion fruit juice, garlic, or an olive oil in a blender, and I make a dressing and I toss that all up. I kind of stay away from the mayo.
The mayo and thing.
The mayo, yes.
I love mayo.
Yeah.
I love mayo. But what else we can do with green fig? I mean, other than boil it and put some salt in it and eat it.
Yeah, well, sorry. Yeah, your chef Michelle is texting me. She wanted to know if your Spanish omelette was really, really that good, was really tasty.
Well, yeah. And me make it, so
you say Spanish omelette is really, really good. Yeah. I mean, besides Spanish omelette, I mean, you ever made omelettes before, or you just wanted to make that Spanish omelette?
I can make omelettes. I've made omelettes in the past.
Oh, you've made omelettes in the past?
Yes.
You use a non-stick pan? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Spatula or pot spoon? Wooden spoon?
Wooden spatula.
Oh, okay. So we don't take a Brillo or scrub tape, right?
No.
All right, so we make sure we wipe it off and we put it on the side, right? Okay, check that out. My boy is actually learning. Never use a Brillo.
What I find, though, is somebody say you could also curry
curry the
yeah, you could curry, you could
curry green fig.
Green fig, yeah, you could curry green fig. I forgot that. Actually, I forgot that. Curry green fig is real good. No,
okay. You could have curried.
Yeah, that tastes real good. Oh, that's and I think the caller who called before, he was talking about, I think it was a green fig takari. I never tried that, but that is one thing I'm willing to try. The same way how you make potato takari. He's talking about peeling the green fig, season it, season up the pot with your regular shadow bedding, pimentos, onions, the same way you do a potato, and you cook it up.
Look, somebody now send my plantain chip.
Mm-hmm. Plantain chips is really, really good too. Green fig chips as well, really, really good.
What about tum tum?
Okay, now you're teaching me something, yeah?
Well, somebody now messaged me about tum tum.
I've never heard
tum-tum. I never heard about that.
Tum tum?
Tum tum.
Tell me elaborate more on that. I'm not sure.
Send a little more information as to what
tum-tum.
This is.
Tum tum.
And somebody now messaged me on my plantain chips. They say, Indian vegan dish served with salad roti. No curry to put in it. Cook plain with peppers, onion, and garlic.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Somebody asking here, what is a wait, let me see. All right. So, bake moko. What?
Bake moko. Yep.
What is that?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, fig tum tum.
Fig tum tum.
Yeah.
So, that's a dish?
Look, our next person is now telling me about fig tum tum here as well. So, I have two persons messaging me. I mean, forget his spelling. You may not get his spelling accurate. Both persons telling me the same thing. I'm not sure if the spelling. Right. both texters are messaging me at the same time telling me about the spelling. Sara and Chiquito. What about green fig to substitute for dalpari filling? Tum tum is like a fig pie, the same.
Yeah, they're like a fig pie. Yeah, like fig pie. I now see that there. It's like a fig pie.
It's like a fig pie.
So that's the same thing we were talking about earlier. Yeah. But just now you said something just now, dalpari with so in replacing the peas with green fig.
Mm.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really, really interesting. I never heard that one before. So let me see that. And the tum-tum is like a green fig pie.
No, well, somebody's now telling me, they say you boil the green fig, you mash it up like a potato.
Like but long ago they used to make it and now mash it up in a mortise and pestle, you know, Wow.
They say you do it like a ball and then you slice
it's
it.
It's something like mofungu.
It's like mofungu?
Yeah, it's like a mofungu. Because mofungu like a low ball.
Yeah, well, this voice note coming in here is her grandmother taught her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she says that you had to mash the potato, the green fig, or the green bananas, or pong the bananas.
Yeah, you're ponging it. You're ponging it.
Somebody say, bake ripe moko with orange juice, cinnamon, salt, and sugar.
Oh, like that's like, that's like a cinnamon plantains.
A cinnamon plantain.
Yeah, but you're using moko instead.
Yeah, and another one is.
I like that. I never
the tum-tum is. It's pong plantain or pong green fig.
Yeah.
Well, right, we now get out there coming through.
But that pong plantain, I mean that probably was an old recipe.
The way this voice note come to me, I would love for her to make that for me. I would eat it.
What, the tum tum?
What? I now get a voice note, I listen to it, I say, hey, that voice sound nice. I feel I'm could make it.
When you're over with the voice. So why didn't you play the voice so the whole Trinidad could hear what was up? So you got that voice over that beautiful recipe.
Yeah, nice recipe, boy.
Okay.
I'm play
and I want to hear this recipe.
Nice,
so,
nice.
So
I say, hey, what is that?
Let me hear this tum-tum recipe.
I'll see how it go.
Yeah.
But.
So tum-tum is just using the regular green fig and using mortise and pestle and your. Oh, I guess you could just use a machine and mix it up now.
All right, let me see. I could see, you know, but I find the person sound like they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Adarizzi.
You're boiling the green fig. Uh-huh. When you boil it, you're mashing it up like potato, and then you season it up and you put in butter in it. And when you finish, you do it like a ball. You do it like a ball, and when you do it like a ball, then you slice it. Kind of slice it up and you eat it with stew chicken, lentil, mugambra, different ones, right? So that's how I know about it.
Yeah, that sounds delicious, man. That sounds delicious. I like a lentil too.
Yeah, it's good.
That recipe.
Yeah, she grandmother probably used to use.
If her grandmother, it's good. Like something, you know. I mean, we could partake.
Actually, she said they make it like in a bowl after they mash it up in mortise and pestle.
Yeah,
they make it in a bowl and then they slice it.
Yeah,
and then you put stew chicken and lentil.
Stew chicken, lentil. That is a dish I wouldn't mind.
And you actually wanted to keep that recipe to yourself. You didn't want to share that with Trinidad and Tobago, right?
Yeah, well, I'm sharing it for. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fella.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, brethren, what's up?
Yes, man. Calling from Faizabad. Uh-huh. But listen now, only talking about something that I used to really love as a child. You see the green fig tom-tom?
Mm.
And, well, of course, we made it a little differently in the sense, just boil it, peel it, crush it, and put pepper and salt, roll it into a bowl, and we had that with some nice homemade chocolate tea. Boy, that used to be like a complete meal on evening. Every man handle a few of that, and you're real good.
Yeah, now get somebody, now tell them it's Grenadians. It's a really Grenadian dish.
It's a Grenadian dish. The Grenadian. All right, thanks, caller.
Yeah.
And you know, it brought back so many nice memories.
Yeah.
I never had anything with green fig other than in a fish broth, but all right.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's in the baby shark generation. Yeah, you don't know anything about probably from 5 years ago. Anything 5 years ago, you don't know nothing about that. Right? The caller called and said just now, somebody said they were curry green fig. You know nothing about that.
Nah,
I mean, come on. We talked about 3 weeks ago, banana and bread. You didn't know nothing about that neither.
No.
So anything about, actually not even 5 years ago, probably about 2 years ago.
Banana and bread. No. Somebody said green fig, takari, curry it and add a few edos, slight coconut milk, and let simmer.
That is a good dish. See, that's like coconut milk. Yeah, that's a good dish.
Wow. Another one is saying here, green moko and plantain chips. But what is this with this moko?
I mean,
that kind of big fat plantain.
Yeah,
fat
big. Yeah. It's not big and that big and fat, but it's a little short and more thicker than the regular.
Kind of stubby fig.
Yeah. It's very sweet and nice. We don't really see that as much
as before,
which is strange because that used to be very, very popular. And it used to be cheaper than regular plantains.
Mm.
You could have just gone to market and pick up that, but you're not seeing it as before.
All right.
So, yeah. So besides that, we could do plantain chips, which is tend to be very, very popular. You ever fry plantain chips?
Fry plantain.
Oh, the regular fry plan, the ripe one,
yeah, is right. I like that.
I eat that
with bread, with bake.
Oh, you eat that? Well, shock you that because it probably that a nice sweetness state, so not that easy for you to do.
I understand. I eat that, you know. But when I thought about the green fig, I could only think about two things. Well, three: the green fig pie, the green fig salad, the green fig in the broth, and green fig with salt.
That's all you gotta think about. Look at how much things they call us and them saying how many things.
Tom, like a fig pie. Who eating them thing, boy?
I mean, and you know, strange enough, you just say that, and then when you do try it, you know, you fall in love with it and you like it, and you say, okay, I didn't know that. The same thing we were talking about when we had matter of fact, remember we talked about the you didn't want to try the pumpkin. You had the pumpkin and you had the pumpkin chow. That changed your mind. You thought potatoes was boring.
Yeah, but
went home actually and made a what? What you made again?
I can't remember.
That's
call him now, go whistle.
I'm trying to think he made a Spanish omelette.
I tried to think.
And he was so proud of himself, he was actually sending me pictures over and over with his Spanish omelette. I was so proud of him, I actually had to put on my phone and, you know, give him a round of applause. So a guy who never really liked to try a lot of different stuff and would like to go to the restaurant and pretend he knows what's on the menu. and order something that is just not chicken.
Well, that is it, boy. That is it. You could order, when you look at the menus now, every time you run in a restaurant, everybody order the same thing. Either you order a piece of chicken, piece of beef, piece of pork.
You don't think we kind of just lazy?
No, I think we stick to what we know.
So every time, most of the time you say, it's boring. I want to try something new. I want to do something new. And then when you do get the opportunity, especially with food.
Just to show it like this. Could you picture people walking around here in the malls with a big picture of a white rhinoceros and saying, could you give some money to save the white rhinos? They're about to go extinct.
But
could you see Trinbegonians putting $10?
What kind of analogy is that you actually? We talking about food
but
and
if
what,
you come and tell me, Tony, had too much chicken in the world and we need to save chicken, I will put my salary there every month.
Who in Trinidad want to save a chicken?
We save any chicken.
Not in Trinidad.
Trinbegonian. We don't want the chicken to go extinct. Are there any Trinbegonian?
All your WhatsApp men. Is them foreign chicken and we don't want the foreign chicken we bought.
3061065. Tell me, if the commander say we are two animals about to go extinct, we need to save one.
Mm-hmm.
the white rhinos or the chicken? Who we saving, boy? I want the chicken and them to multi. I challenge anybody to call me and tell me the white rhino. I'll take all calls that I didn't get that is saving the chicken. So anybody who don't call me, the chicken is saving.
Yeah, you have a low back. I can't argue with you there, really.
So that is what I say that to tell you that we stick to what we know. So we go to restaurants, we are accustomed with chicken. Is that some people go to a restaurant and ask for fries?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly. And I can't be mad at the people who do ask for these things. But yeah. Again, when we behind the, and you know, as a chef, and we talked about this already.
You hear them send a menu.
Yeah.
And they say they want French fries.
I spend the last 6 months trying to come up with a menu.
And them look
flying
at
quail for your teeth. And then when you come in, you just ask. Actually, I was looking up something the other day.
And chicken fingers.
And you know the potato chips. You know the thin, Lay's potato chips, right? You know it's very thin.
Yes.
Right. So the chef, actually, I think 50 years ago, before. Lay's became popular.
Mm.
He had a VIP guest, and he had French fries. And actually, the guest actually didn't like the French fries.
Mm.
And the chef got so mad, he went back to the kitchen and he sliced the potato chips so thin, and he threw a bunch of salt in, and he sent it out. He said they would never like this. They would never like this. And he was really laughing at them. And actually, when those Lay's potato chips went out, they fell in love with it. And that was the start of Lay's potato chips. So sometimes, you know, you're creating something and you think the guests might like it. And voila, you discovered something. So you never know.
Well, somebody now message me and say, my wife is Spanish.
Uh-huh.
She makes chip called patacones.
Okay.
Or patacones with green plantains. It tastes
real good. Yeah, green plantains. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We could take that. But I would employ Trinbegonians to try new dishes. The recipe for various dishes, you can get it here on Tasty Tuesdays. You can check with me and my good friend, the chef, who.
Website.
You
can also check out
the website at www.freedomradio106.5.com and TBC Network, and you'll get some of the recipes that we have there. The chef will put it up there, and you would see pictures as well. You can also check us out on Facebook on our Freedom page, and I could also follow Chef Sean Spencer on Instagram, and no doubt you will get more recipes. And I mean, going forward in the future, in the not too distant future, I want us to come up with some, you know, pretty simple dishes that people cook at home. You know, everyday dishes, we can give them recipes and nice way to spice it up. So it wouldn't be boring and mundane like pilau. You know, pilau is made out, you know.
Yeah, but as you think, I might give you a dish and try to spice it up. But would you really...
Willing
to try it? Because even for me as a chef, I would come up with something and some people come to your restaurant. No, I'm not trying. I would never try that. Nope. Even you, for instance. And you would never try. So one of the things about this show is that we broaden our horizon. And I'm so proud of you actually trying stuff, I must say. It is actually working.
Yeah, boy. Big up Michelle, boy.
Yeah, it's actually working.
Big
thank
up
you, Michelle.
Big up
and
Michelle.
I have to call Sean to make sure I come back and the show to give you that you try something else again.
Who?
Sean, Chef Sean. Remember Sean who brought the salad for you? Yeah.
He owe me something.
I'll have to give him a call.
Yeah,
so you see all these chefs actually coming in and showing you a different way that
chef,
you could actually do things, which
chef
is really,
owe me,
really
chef
good.
Owe me, chef owe me.
Yeah.
Chef owe me. I don't remember that, boy. Well done, boy. Chef owe me, man. As before, before Carnival.
Yes, you remember?
Is it Fatima? Is it Fatima?
Fatima,
man. Yeah, big up. Hey, Sean, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, Hashram.
you pronounce his name right this time?
Yeah. Something like that, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing these days?
He's still there. He teaches the football team there.
I thought he was in the home ec department. You know, funny enough, last week, a listener, a texter messaged me and said, they passed home ec.
Okay.
Of all the subjects in the school, they pass home ec. So, yeah.
You know, I was studying that a couple of days ago, 2 days ago, and I said, long ago for a male to be a chef, you know, it was always more of that. You would have never been a career that you would have actually chose to be a you're going home ec. I remember when that white tip now started and I wanted to actually go in the baking classes. You know, a couple of my friends was laughing, and now, you know, a couple years after, thank God I probably did, you know.
Mm.
So it's really how the world has really changed.
No, the thing about it is, I'm not fighting nobody who wants to become a chef, who cooks. I actually admire fellas who do it. It's something that I think I would want to pick up in the not too distant future, you know, learning to try new recipes or just learning to cook better on a whole. It's not something I would shy away from anymore. Like in the past, you know, it's something I think.
And it's quite nice actually using the creative side of your brain to actually to really see something from nothing and actually bring it. It's just like you're actually painting or it's a part of art, especially when you're dealing with it has some chefs they're really artistic. Mm. In the sense of they could take a tomatoes or a carrot and or a watermelon and do such marvelous work carving certain things. So really it brings out that creative side of you, you know. So if you can actually have the chance to do it and, you know, do it for love, and especially when you do give a plate of food or you do cook a dish or you do cook a meal and then everybody's in mouth, this is really, really good. And then you realize, hey, yeah, you're onto something, which means your flavors was blending. Yeah, you know, you spend enough time sweating, making sure you're sweating the onions and the garlic and stuff, and it brings out the best flavor in the dishes. So hats off to you, man, Davey. Baby Shark is really coming out, man.
Big up, Michelle.
Well, every chef comes here, they always brings out the best thing, you I could say, right? Every chef that
all,
we have on here, all chefs.
Especially the ones that comb their hair. Oh, yeah. God, I listen to them regularly. Ones that has come and had their hair well groomed. You know? Oh, no, nothing against you, chef. I mean, you're batting VD.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me you're wrong a minute now. So
yeah, yeah, last week you already took my tongue, right? Yeah. I've been getting a lot of text messages. Spencer, chef, you're not there to defend yourself, boy. So hats off to you, brother. Yeah, I didn't hear the conversation, so you sit down there nice and meek right now. Can you imagine what you did last week when I wasn't here?
I just, you know, Michelle sent plenty of love and dig for you, Hassan. I think Michelle was talking about history,
mm-hmm.
and potatoes and where it come from, and Michelle mentioned, well, I think you would have walked,
mm-hmm.
when downstairs was a track, there was bush and you walked there.
I'm not that old.
And now you come to realize you're still wrong and it's now paved, you know. So Michelle and I, you know, we laughed a bit.
Yeah.
We had a good laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but when it comes to trying the local things that we have in this country, I think it's good. I mean, green fig is a very filling,
very, 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 very filling
meal. Whatever you do with it, whether you boil it and put salt on it, it's filling. Yeah, you could choke your tooth, drink some water. You understand?
Yeah, green fig is very, very filling, and it has you could see it has a lot of calorie content in it.
Mm.
It's filled with a lot of vitamin B6. It helps increase enzymes and it breaks down and promote your healthy metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really good for you. People with high blood pressure and stuff can't really. It's really good for them. People who have diabetes kind of stay away from ripe bananas because of the sugar contents.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But other than that, green figs is one of the most, I would like to say, versatile thing for breakfast, because it's the starch to go. I mean, you have an oatmeal, you could chew in two ripe bananas with that. You're running late, you grab up a banana or something and you go with that.
Well, that is so, something I do. They say it's not good to eat bananas in the night before you go to sleep. Is that true? You know,
I've never heard of
that. You know, sometimes 10 o'clock in the night, I eat, somebody's saying you can't eat it. Somebody says green fig good with oil.
Yeah, you get olive oil.
Green fig and oil?
Olive oil, olive oil. Because olive oil is very good for you. And that's not jail. I mean, think about it. Olive oil is very good for you. It's nothing jail about
so
that.
So you boil the green fig and
some olive oil.
Sprinkle olive oil.
Yeah. And I kind of remember that because, again, you make me feel real old, boy.
I don't make you feel how you is in
the Yeah, but those things are kind of getting
reminding
me.
I making you feel the facts. I wait till them, I'm making you
yeah,
feel
Yeah, but it, I kind of remember, you know, when I remember my grandparents and stuff. You know, I love green fig and oil. Oil yeah. Yeah, green fig. I never eat green fig and oil.
Is it put that oil in your foot too?
I never eat it, but I remember seeing them eating it, and it's not something bad. Not something bad. I mean, you're acting as though these things are so bad, and you know, if you eat it, it's hard. And no,
I ain't say it gonna be hard. Somebody now tell me that they eat that. Them eat that green fig and all. They grow up tough, boy.
But we're growing up tough, eating all our green fig and oil. How they be growing up
who
tough?
Who does eat green fig and oil? Somebody say green fig. Is green fig a vegetable?
Yeah.
Is it? No, I don't think.
No,
bananas are fruit, right?
Bananas are fruit.
Yeah. So it's a green banana, so it's a fruit, actually. Yeah. Green bananas with saltfish bulgur, with olive oil, and lots of garlic.
Yo, that sounds good, boy.
That person old, boy.
What?
Them trying to get cough and cool off the chest. That ought to be some aged. Yeah, that person talking about the bulgur and
so anytime
and
somebody call with something that anytime somebody
no young person ain't gonna send no thing with no garlic and thing. That'd be some. Nah, I don't think against senior citizens, you know. I have no problem with that, you know, but I just say.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, the in St. Lucia, right? They have a green fig salad, very similar to what you described here. Cut up green fig, wild green fig, cut it up, and then you kind of mix it in with a little stir fry, swordfish, you know, your pepper and your garlic and onion and things like that.
Mm.
And then the Jamaicans do ackee and swordfish. But they also do, with the ackee and saltfish, they do banana and dumpling.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's and you find it all over the Caribbean. A lot of, you know, green banana chips in Jamaica, very popular as well. Not so much as planting, but banana is very, very popular in Jamaica too.
Yeah, it is. And you say St. Lucia is green bananas and saltfish?
Green banana and saltfish. With a little bit of oil and your pimento pepper and garlic and onion and things.
That used to be popular down here, you know. It used to be popular at one time, but you don't really see people talking about cooking that again.
Okay.
It's a really nice, clean dish. When I say clean, it tastes really... You could taste the saltfish and you could taste the banana and you could taste the oil. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a clean dish. And very, very filling. Actually, when you eat a plate of that, you feel full, you feel healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some dishes you could actually, when you eat it, you feel good, man. Yeah, some dishes, when you eat, you feel bloated, you feel heavy. You say, oh, God, boy, I shouldn't eat that. Green bananas is not one of those dishes.
Mm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you eat green banana in the morning, like, I actually have an ackee tree, and sometimes I get ackee and I make ackee and saltfish and boil banana.
Uh-huh.
When you eat that in the morning, you don't want to eat back till nighttime, you know.
That's true. It keeps you full for the whole day.
Yeah.
That's interesting, eh? That's so true. There's some food that actually keeps you full. And I think banana is one of them in truth, you know, because of their high calories in it, yeah.
Calories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is one of those dishes. And it also have, and even if it's the half fry, it have that sugar in it too, so it will keep you, you know, that allow, I would say, energize.
Right.
Yeah. You're quite right. But you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't feel like probably sometimes this week I think I'm going to cook some green bananas and that same oil and saltfish for myself because that is a really good dish.
Yeah. It is, and maybe you should get David to try it.
Lord
get
David Jesus. To try what? Lord, here we go now.
And bread and condensed milk for them.
Lord Jesus. Well, let's still talk about this bread and condensed milk, boy. Yeah, boy. I can't get this one to eat this. And you know, strange enough, a caller, you know, he went home easy and eat the bread and condensed milk.
When?
He didn't tell nobody nothing, you know.
Nah.
Well, you come and tell me.
You know, I could believe that.
Yeah.
I could believe he wants to feel what the hype is about.
Nah.
Yeah.
That is one hype me and want to know.
Easy went and eat it. We hyped this thing for about 2 months. Straight, I put that table down on the promenade. You understand? I call him, man. I say, listen, we're going to do this thing.
Mm.
Call him every week. The man ain't coming. After he died, though, he texts me, easy. Boy, chef, boy, eating bread and condensed milk, boy.
That will never, that and a pink blue-belly donkey running up Charlotte Street, you will never see.
And he usually hear that voice, eh?
Never. Never. All right,
you know, straight enough, eh? Straight enough, eh? Mm. I don't need to go, but you know, all the stuff you say there will never try, never try, never try. And adamant, you're not going to try, right? When your kids are them here, you say, nah, never going to try, never going to try. You know
what? That's what they ain't listening right now.
Bash, I hope you're not home saying, I'm never going to try that, never going to try this.
Nah, but I ain't trying no bread and condensed milk. I mean, that ship sail. Unless you eat in that bake with a pinnacle.
I got to come up with something else for you
eat
to try.
Eat bake with the pinnacle.
Lord Jesus.
Eat that bake with the pinnacle sideways with some ketchup, mustard, mayo, some Bertie's pepper
like,
sauce.
I think we can add it on something.
You eat that. You eat that in a sandwich. You put that together and you eat that. Bite it up, eat it. I will try the bread and condensed
milk. This colors and then would not let us forget this bread and condensed milk, okay?
Yeah, because I not eating that. Somebody says, yes, I had it the St. Lucian way, green banana salad with saltfish.
Yes, yeah.
I still make it still.
Yeah.
That person writing them texts.
But you know, you're
a little aged.
Huh? You know, here you go again with this age thing. Welcome to you, senior citizen thing. You kind of, I think you're here. You know, just now, you will be the age when you sit down. And you know what, Doofy, I personally will bring when you sit down in our home. Mm. I go bring
in our home too.
Yeah, I go bring green bananas and olive oil for you. I ain't bringing olive oil. I ain't bringing olive oil.
What is it? My grandfather, used to do it with salt and eat it. Roast it with salt and eat it just like that.
Roast with gross bananas. So how are you roasting it? You roasting it just so you had to boil it and then roast it?
I believe you could boil it first and then probably pass it over the flame open.
And then you could roast it just so too in the oven. I never thought about it, but...
You tried.
That's interesting.
That sound like a dish will cook you, but...
Well, remember they used to roast a lot of stuff before, you know, before they discovered boiling.
Some breadfruit all of a sudden.
Yeah, remember, most things to roast.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, calling back.
Hey.
They roast banana.
They roast it?
In the skin.
In the skin, but before they boil it, or...
No, you don't boil it, you just roast it.
See what I tell you? Had to be roast just so. I never tried that. I would like to try that. That will probably have a really nice flavor, boy.
Well, I don't know. I
that is something I have to try. Because that will bring out, the roasting will really bring out, just like the breadfruit will bring out that nice, rich, smoky flavor in the banana. Yeah, I never did that.
I'm feeling for a breadfruit.
Yeah.
If I had time later, boy.
You only boil it, feel it. You cooking it or somebody cooking it for you?
But I cook my own thing, boy.
All of a sudden, you're a chef.
You cook
breadfruit?
Hey.
I ain't believe you cooking.
I would tell you this. I don't fancy cooking. It's only now I'm thinking about it. I don't fancy it, but we'll make it feel like I cook breadfruit.
I don't believe you cooking breadfruit. I don't believe you cooking breadfruit. I don't believe. I'm telling you right now, I call, even your mother and all, will say, my son can't cook breadfruit. Yeah, your mother and all go tell you can't cook breadfruit.
Hey, if she she could tell you. Yeah, the man can handle the story. Somebody now say, roast fish and banana leaf. What do we know about that?
Yeah, roast fish and banana. Yeah. I had that 2 weeks ago. Actually, I have a chef. He has a restaurant. He called a restaurant on the block. Hi, Ozzy, if you're hearing me. Yes, and he had roast fish in banana leaf, and he actually stuffed it with okra and mashed potatoes.
All right.
That was really, really good.
That sounds like something I would try.
Yeah, really, really good.
Well, folks, we're winding things down here inside Tasty Tuesday for the day being Tuesday 6623. Is the date 6623, and we're going to give you a recipe for green banana sauce. All right, so I'm going to tell you what the ingredients are, and then I'll let Chef tell you the method. All right, so the ingredients for this green banana sauce, which I only heard about today, is 1 pound green bananas, boil in skin until soft but firm, 1 medium-sized cucumber sliced, 1 small onion sliced, 4 blades of shadow benny, finely chopped, 4 red pimentos diced, 2 cloves of garlic. I see.
Yeah, they're cloves. Right. Yeah, so two
finely diced as well. 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, salt and white pepper to taste, hot pepper to taste.
Yeah.
Those are your ingredients. Now, let's get the method.
Yeah, so the green bananas, you put it to boil. Obviously, after it's finished boiling, you cool it down, you peel the banana, you cut it up nice small cubes. The cucumber, again, you slice it. Try to cut the cucumbers the same size as the bananas, nice small cubes, onions, small dice. The blade of shadow benny, you're going to chop it up as small as possible. The pimentos, you're going to chop them up as dice. You're going to take the seed out of the pimentos. the garlic clove. If you have a grater, you could use the thin side of the grater. Instead of chopping up your garlic, you could grate your two garlic cloves, put all that in a bowl, add some apple cider vinegar, salt and pepper to taste. Make sure you put on our gloves when you're chopping up your hot pepper. You don't want to be touching anything else. And you mix all this up. You put it in the fridge to chill. Serve an hour after in one of your favorite dishes. Bon appetit. Enjoy your green banana sauce.
Bruh. All right. So there you have it, folks. I had to try that, eh? It's something shockingly I'm willing to try. Green banana sauce.
Right. So it sounds blesh. Remind me next week to bring some green banana sauce.
It sounds blesh, but you know.
Yeah, remind me to bring it.
I'll still give it a try and see how it goes, you know. So, folks, that's a wrap for us here this afternoon on Tasty Tuesdays. A couple minutes on the upswing to the hour of 6 o'clock. And, of course, join us again next week, Tuesday, God's Pay Life, where Chef Sean Spencer, my co-host and colleague, will join me again for another exciting edition of Tasty Tuesdays. I don't know if you're going to be continuing with our versatile vegetable series or what will be on the agenda for next week. But what we invite you to do is to stick it and leave it. All right.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.